Thank you for being an incredible supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, the home of the skillful art of manipulation. We're thrilled to have you as part of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes and comments mean the world to us and help us reach a wider audience with our stories. Plus, with new episodes released every day, your feedback plays a vital role in shaping what we create. It truly makes a difference. Your loyalty and enthusiasm fuel our passion for crafting gripping tales, and we're so grateful for your support. Today, we're excited to present The Final Performance, a story that promises to keep you on the edge of your seat. Let's dive into this thrilling narrative together. Chapter 1, The Curtain Rises. The theater's backstage air was thick with the stink of sweat, nicotine, and ambition, a cocktail I'd grown addicted to over the years. I leaned against the peeling brick wall, my sequined gown catching the flicker of a dying fluorescent light, and lit a cigarette. The flame trembled in my hand, not from nerves, but from the adrenaline humming in my veins like a live wire. Tonight was the first rehearsal for Eclipse, the play that would either resurrect my fading stardom or bury me in the graveyard of has-beens. And I'd be damned if I let it be the latter. Marcus, the director, burst through the door, his cologne, something expensive and woodsy, clashing with the rot of the old building. He was a shark in a tailored suit, all sharp angles and hungry eyes. "Ilara," he said, voice slick as bourbon, "you're late." "Again." I blew smoke in his face. "Darling, the curtain doesn't rise without me. I'm the show." He grabbed my wrist, his grip tight enough to bruise. "You're a relic. The producers want Lila's face on the posters now. Youth sells." I laughed, low and venomous, and twisted free. "Youth fucks. And you'd know, wouldn't you?" I stepped closer, my lips grazing his ear. "How many interns did you bend over your desk last week?"
"3.
4. His jaw twitched. I'd seen the security footage. His Achilles heel was his cock, always hard, always stupid. "You're vile," he hissed. "And you're a hypocrite." I dropped my cigarette and crushed it under my heel. "Now get out of my way. I have a performance to ruin." The stage was a battlefield, and the cast? Cannon fodder. Adrian Knight, the leading man, leaned against the prop staircase, his biceps straining against a threadbare shirt. A pretty boy with a pill habit and a god complex. I'd read his file, DUI arrests, a rehab stint buried by his PR team. "Weak. Pathetic. Ilara," he drawled, flashing teeth bleached too white. "Heard you're playing my mother." "Fitting. You've got the wrinkles for it." I smiled, sweet as arsenic. "And you've got the depth of a puddle, darling. Let's see if you can remember your lines when the cameras aren't rolling." His smirk faltered. "Good." Then there was Lila Voss, the ingenue. 22, all doe eyes and collagen lips. She fluttered around Marcus like a moth to a flame, giggling at his jokes, brushing her tits against his arm. I watched her during the read-through, her voice trembling on every other line. A fucking amateur. But Marcus was right. The producers were creaming themselves over her TikTok followers. I cornered her in the dressing room after rehearsal. She jumped, spilling coffee down her white blouse.
"Shit.
Ilara, I didn't see you there." "No one ever does until it's too late," I said, tossing her a towel. "Adrian's been talking about you, you know." Her cheeks flushed.
"He has."
"Oh, yes." I leaned in, lowering my voice. "He thinks you're, what was the word? Replaceable. Says you're only here because Marcus likes your tits." Her face crumpled. "He said that." I cupped her chin, my thumb smearing her lipstick. "Men like him devour girls like you. But don't worry, darling. I'll protect you." Victor Hale, the legendary stage actor, was the real problem. A bloated, whiskey-soaked wreck who still thought he deserved center stage. He'd played King Lear 6 times, Hamlet a dozen, but now? Now he wheezed through monologues, his hands shaking like leaves. The critics had turned on him. I would bury him. I found him in the prop room, guzzling vodka from a flask. "Victor," I purred, sliding the door shut behind me. "Still drowning in self-pity?" He glared, his bloodshot eyes narrowing. "Fuck off, Ilara. You're not wanted here." "Oh, but I am." I plucked the flask from his hand and took a swig. "Cheap shit. The producers think you're a liability. One missed line, one stumble. And they'll replace you." He lunged, but I sidestepped, letting him crash into a rack of costumes. "You scheming cunt," he slurred, clawing at velvet robes. I knelt beside him, my voice a razor. "Remember your wife? The one sleeping with your understudy? I have photos. Explicit ones. Wouldn't the tabloids love that?" Victor Hale, cuckolded and drunk. His face went gray. "What do you want?" "Your role in Act 3. Give it to me, or I'll burn your life to ash. By midnight, the theater was empty except for Marcus and me. He fucked me on his desk, papers scattering, his fingers digging into my hips like he wanted to crack me open. I moaned not for him, but for the power humming between us. He thought he was using me. Fool. Afterward, he lit a cigarette, his chest glistening with sweat. You're a nightmare, he muttered. I straddled him, my nails raking his chest. And you're a coward. Cut Victor's monologue tomorrow. Give me his lines. He stiffened. The producers will never allow it. I reached into my purse and tossed a photo on the desk. Marcus, naked, bent over his intern. His face drained of color. They'll allow it, I whispered, biting his earlobe until he bled. I left the theater at 2 a.m., the city's neon lights reflecting in puddles of rain. My phone buzzed, a text from an unknown number. I know what you did. I deleted it. Let them come. Let them all come. The game had begun. And I never lost. Chapter 2, The Serpent's Whisper. The morning after fucking Marcus, I woke up with his stink still on me. I showered scalding hot, scrubbing my skin raw, but some sins don't wash off. The theater was quiet when I arrived, the kind of quiet that hums with secrets. I found Lila in the green room, curled up on a moth-eaten sofa, her face puffy from crying. Pathetic. He did it again, she choked out, holding up a water bottle. Inside, crushed pills floated like sediment in a swamp. Adrian's trying to poison me. I know it. I sat beside her, the cushions groaning. The room reeked of stale coffee and her cheap vanilla perfume. Oh, sweetheart, I sighed, brushing a tear off her cheek. Men like him, they're rabid dogs. They'll bite anything that shines. She trembled, her nails digging into her palms. I can't do this. I should quit. Quit. I grabbed her wrist, sharp enough to make her gasp. Let him win. Let him turn you into another corpse in his trophy case. I leaned in, my breath hot on her ear. You're stronger than this. I'll make you stronger. I pulled a Xanax from my clutch, my little cocktail, laced with just enough amphetamine to keep her paranoid, and pressed it into her hand. Take this. It'll calm you. She swallowed it dry like a good girl. Adrian's dressing room stank of weed and arrogance. I rifled through his leather jacket, finding a vial of Coke in the inner pocket. Predictable. I emptied half into the sink, then tucked the rest into the lining of Lila's script, the one she carried like a Bible. Let the cops find it later. But then the door creaked open. The fuck are you doing? Adrian leaned against the doorframe, shirtless, his abs glistening with sweat from some pathetic attempt at a workout. I didn't flinch. Looking for your dignity. Seems you've misplaced it. He smirked, stepping closer. Jealous, Grandma? Mad I'm banging your precious Lila. I laughed, low and cold. You're not fucking her. You're preying on her. But don't worry. I'll make sure everyone knows what you are. His smile died. He grabbed my arm, his grip bruising. You're playing a dangerous game. I shoved him against the mirror, glass rattling. You think this is a game? I hissed. I built this industry on corpses prettier than you. Cross me, and I'll carve your name on the next tombstone. He let go, but his eyes burned. You're gonna regret this. Darling, I said, straightening his collar. Regret is for the weak. Lila was waiting in the wings during the afternoon rehearsal, her pupils blown wide from the Xanax. I watched her fumble her lines, her voice cracking like a pubescent boy's. Marcus stormed over, his face purple. What the hell was that? He barked. She burst into tears. I can't do this. Adrian's destroying me. Marcus dragged her into his office. I followed, silent as a shadow. Get your shit together, he growled, slamming the door. Or I'll recast you with someone who can act. Lila collapsed into a chair, sobbing. He's in my head. Everywhere I go, he's... Enough, I snapped, stepping forward. Marcus, give us 5 minutes. He left, muttering curses. I knelt in front of Lila, my hand on her thigh. Listen to me. Adrian's weak. He's terrified of you. That's why he's doing this. She sniffled. Why? Because you're everything he'll never be. I slid my hand higher, my fingers grazing the hem of her skirt. Beautiful. Young. Hungry. You want to break him? Let me show you how. Her breath hitched. Ow. I stood, pulling her up with me. Meet me tonight. 10th floor storage room. Midnight. The storage room was a graveyard of old props, shattered mirrors, moth-eaten curtains, a headless mannequin. I lit a candle, the flame casting jagged shadows. Lila arrived in a trench coat, her face pale. WH, what are we doing here? I unbuttoned her coat, letting it fall. She wore a lace bra and nothing else. Teaching you power, I said, circling her. Adrian wants you afraid? Use that fear. turn it into a weapon. I traced the scar on her ribs, a relic from a childhood surgery she'd confessed during a vodka-fueled night. Men like him, they see vulnerability and smell blood. So you give them a different scent. I pressed a knife into her hand, a prop blade sharpened. Next time he corners you, cut him. Not deep. Just enough to remind him you're not prey. She trembled. I can't. I grabbed her hair, yanking her head back. You can. Or do you want to end up like the others? Forgotten. Erased. A cautionary tale for the next idiot with a dream. No, she whispered. Then fight. I released her, my lips brushing her ear. And when you're done, come find me. I'll show you real power. I left her there, shaking but alive. Downstairs, Victor was hunched over the bar, drowning in whiskey. I slid into the seat beside him. Heard you gave Marcus an ultimatum. My lines are yours. He glared, his breath toxic. You're a cancer, Alara. I stole his glass and drank. And you're a corpse. But don't worry, I'll make your death beautiful. He lunged, but I dodged, letting him crash into the bar. The bartender rushed over, but I waved him off. He's fine. Just another drunk. Victor spat at my feet. I'll ruin you. I crouched, gripping his jaw. You don't have the spine. I dropped a photo on the bar, his wife naked, riding his understudy. But I can ruin you with a phone call. His face crumpled. What do you want? Your dressing room key. He handed it over, hands shaking. Midnight. Adrian's apartment. I picked the lock with ease, thank you, third husband, and slipped inside. The place reeked of weed and regret. I planted the coke in his nightstand, along with a love note from Lila. Thanks for the fun times. Let's keep this our secret. Then I took his script, dog-eared and coffee-stained, and tore out the final page. Let him flail on stage tomorrow. Let the critics feast. As I left, I swiped his favorite Rolex. A souvenir. The cops came at 3 a.m. I watched from across the street as they dragged Adrian out in handcuffs, his face a mask of fury. He shouted my name, but the sirens drowned him out. Lila called me minutes later, hysterical. Alara, they arrested him. They found drugs, they think he. Breathe, darling, I purred. You're safe now. She sobbed. Thank you. Thank you so much. I hung up and poured a drink, the Rolex glinting on my wrist. One pawn down. Chapter 3, The Lover's Gambit. Marcus's office still smelled like my perfume and his shame. I sat on the edge of his desk, legs crossed, sipping his bourbon like it was holy water. The amber liquid burned my throat, a sacrament to the chaos I'd orchestrated. Adrian's arrest had sent shockwaves through the cast, whispers in the halls, sidelong glances, Lila's manic giggles echoing like a broken music box. But Victor? Victor was silent. Too silent. The door slammed open. Marcus stormed in, his tie loose, eyes bloodshot. You psychotic bitch, he snarled, slamming a tabloid on the desk. The headline screamed. Adrian Knight arrested in drug sting. CO star Lila Voss implicated? I flicked the paper aside. You're welcome. Ticket sales tripled overnight. He gripped the desk, knuckles white. The producers are this close to shutting us down. The cops are crawling backstage. The fucking Daily News is camped outside. I stood, my stiletto grinding into his polished floor. You think this is about art? This is a blood sport. And you're crying because the crowd's cheering. I grabbed his tie, wrenching him closer. Grow a spine, Marcus. Or I'll find a director who can. His hand slid up my thigh, rough and desperate. You're gonna get us both killed. I laughed, biting his lip until I tasted copper. Then die spectacularly. He fucked me against the wall, his fingers bruising my hips, my back scraping the framed playbills of his past glories. I clawed his shoulders, urging him deeper, harder, until his anger dissolved into grunts. Afterward, he collapsed into his chair, sweat dripping down his neck. Cut Victor's monologue, I said, lighting a cigarette. Give me his lines in Act 3. He barked a laugh. He'll quit. He'll try. I tossed Victor's dressing room key onto the desk. But he's got other problems. Victor's dressing room was a shrine to his decay. Empty whiskey bottles, yellowed scripts, and a cracked mirror smeared with lipstick, not his shade. I sifted through his drawers, finding what I needed. A stack of love letters from his wife, dated after the understudy scandal. Pathetic. She'd circled back like a vulture. But the real treasure was in his safe, a pearl-handled revolver, vintage, probably a prop from some forgotten noir play. I tucked it into my purse. Every tragedy needs a gun. The door creaked open. Victor stood there, swaying, his eyes red-rimmed and wild. You, he slurred. You're the devil. I smiled, holding up a letter. Dearest Arthur, Your hands remind me of spring. Who's Arthur? Your wife's Pilates instructor? Her pool boy. He lunged. I sidestepped, letting him crash into the vanity. Glass shattered. Give those back, he roared, blood dripping from his palm. I crouched, pressing the gun to his temple. Shh. You'll wake the ghosts. His breath stank of rot. You're going to decline the Act 3 monologue. Tell Marcus it's too taxing. And if you breathe a word of this. I shoved the letters into his mouth. I'll mail these to your daughter. How old is she now? 15? 16? Old enough to learn mommy's a whore. He gagged, paper sticking to his tongue. I'll kill you. I stood, wiping my hands on his robe. You'll try. Lila was in the rafters, smoking a joint, her legs dangling over the edge. The stage below looked like a dollhouse from up here, tiny, fragile. Saw the news? She mumbled, eyes glassy. They're saying Adrian texted me threats. I never got any texts. I sat beside her, plucking the joint from her fingers. Of course you didn't. I did. She froze. What? I blew smoke in her face. His phone's in the river. But the cops found screenshots. Ugly stuff. I'll slit your throat. You're dead, bitch. I traced her jugular. Now the world sees you as a victim. A survivor. You're welcome. She trembled, tears spilling. I didn't ask for this. You didn't ask to be great either. I gripped her chin, forcing her to look at me. But here you are. The lead. The story. All you have to do is stand on that stage and cry pretty. And if I don't? I dropped the joint, grinding it under my heel. Then I'll tell the press you planted the coke. That you fucked Adrian to frame him. That you're not a victim, you're a predator. She sobbed raw and guttural. Why are you doing this? I kissed her forehead. Because you're my masterpiece. Rehearsal was a funeral. Victor mumbled through his lines, his hands shaking. Lila floated through hers like a ghost. And Marcus? Marcus couldn't look me in the eye. During the break, I slipped into the costume department, a labyrinth of sequins and secrets. Rachel, the head costumer, was hunched over a sewing machine, her fingers bandaged from countless pinpricks. I need a favor, I said, dropping Adrian's Rolex into her lap. She paled. Is that? Evidence. Planted in Victor's dressing room. She shook her head. I'm not getting involved in your. I slammed her hand under the sewing machine's needle. She screamed. You're already involved, I hissed. Now do it, or I'll tell your husband about those private fittings with Marcus. She whimpered, cradling her bleeding hand. Okay. Okay. That night, I invited myself into Marcus's penthouse. He was drowning in scotch, the TV blaring news of Adrian's bail denial. You're a fucking hurricane, he muttered. I straddled him, unzipping his pants. And you're the fool who stood in my path. He tried to push me off, but I pinned his wrists. You're sick, he spat. Sick. I laughed, sinking onto him, watching him grit his teeth. No, darling. I'm alive. And you? I rocked harder, nails digging into his chest. You've been dead for years. He came with a groan, hatred and lust twisting his face. I left him there, sticky and seething. The cops found the Rolex in Victor's dressing room the next morning. He screamed, thrashing as they cuffed him. She did this. That devil whore. I watched from the wings, sipping espresso. Lila stood beside me, silent, her nails drawing blood from her palms. Why him? She whispered. I shrugged. The show needs a villain. Chapter 4, Blood on the Stage. The theater had become a powder keg, every rehearsal a lit match. Victor's arrest splashed across tabloids like cheap paint, washed up stars' drug and theft SBRE. But the real art was in the details. My art. I found Lila in the bathroom before rehearsal, hunched over a sink, her mascara bleeding down her cheeks like ink. She'd cut her hair unevenly, chunks of blonde littering the floor. He's gone, she whispered, clutching a pair of scissors. They took Adrian away, and now Victor. What if they come for me next? I gripped her wrist, prying the scissors loose. They won't. You're protected. By you. She laughed, shrill and broken. You're the reason they're gone. I slapped her. Hard. The sound cracked off the tiles. She staggered, clutching her face. You're hysterical, I hissed, yanking her close. And hysterical women end up in institutions. Silent ones. I pressed the scissors to her palm. Now pull yourself together. Or I'll carve the truth into your skin and let the paparazzi photograph it. She froze, her breath ragged. What do you want? I smiled. Your loyalty. And your understudy's phone. Mira, Lila's understudy, was a mousy thing with a voice like sandpaper. She worshipped Lila, left roses in her dressing room, copied her eyeliner, even fucked the same bartender. Pathetic. I cornered her in the prop closet, her arms full of fake swords. You're replacing Lila in Act 2. She dropped the swords. W what? Why? She's unwell. I stepped closer, trailing a finger down her neck. But you're hungry. I can taste it. She blushed. I just want to be good. Good is boring. I pulled out Lila's phone, stolen during the slap, and showed her the screenshots I'd fabricated. Lila, topless, sent to Myra's boyfriend. Come over tonight. Mira won't mind. Mia's face crumpled. She's sleeping with him? I pocketed the phone. Ruin her in tomorrow's rehearsal. Mess up her cues. Drop a prop. Make her look unstable. Do it, and I'll make you a star. And if I don't? I grabbed a prop dagger and slashed her forearm. She screamed. Then I'll tell the cops you planted Adrian's drugs. And your boyfriend. I licked the blood off the blade. He'll testify you're violent. Unhinged. Marcus was waiting in the shadows of the stage, his eyes hollow. The producers want to cancel. The cops are sniffing around, the cast is fracturing. I shoved him against the rigging ropes, the fibers biting into his back. Cancel? After everything I've done to make this legend. He gripped my hips, his breath hot. You're burning it all down. No, I said, unzipping his pants. I'm forging something beautiful in the flames. He fucked me recklessly, the ropes groaning above us. I laughed, loud enough for the crew to hear. Let them gossip. Let them fear. Afterward, he zipped up, his voice cold. Victor's lawyer called. He's flipping. Says he'll expose you. I straighten my skirt. He's got no proof. He's got the gun. The one you stole from his safe. I froze. The pearl-handled revolver. Marcus smirked. Missing something? I grabbed his throat. Touch that gun, and I'll mail your home videos to every studio in Hollywood. How's that for a legacy? He paled. You're a fucking demon. I kissed him deep and cruel. And you're my favorite hell. Rehearsal was a war zone. Lila forgot every line, her eyes darting to Mira, who smirked from the wings. Marcus shouted himself hoarse. Then, during the sword fight scene, Mirek accidentally swapped the prop blade for a real one. Lila screamed as the steel sliced her thigh, blood soaking her costume. The crew swarmed, but I stayed seated, sipping champagne. You did this. Lila screamed at me from the floor. I knelt beside her, whispering, now the world will pity you. Thank me. She spat in my face. That night, I broke into Victor's loft. The gun wasn't in his safe. But his wife was. She woke as I rifled through her nightstand, her scream muffled by my glove. Where's the gun? I hissed. S sold it. To pay his legal fees. I slit her throat with Victor's letter opener, a quick, gurgling end. Then I staged the scene. Suicide note, empty pill bottles, the works. The headline wrote itself. Tragic star's wife takes her life amid scandal. At 3 a.m., Lila called. I know you killed Adrian's dog. The note, it was your handwriting. I lit a cigarette. Prove it. I have the security footage. From the night you planted the coke. My pulse spiked. What do you want? The lead role. And your confession. On tape. I laughed. You're not ready for my sins, little girl. Try me. I hung up and poured a drink. The game had teeth now. Good. Chapter 5, The Mask Slips. Lila's threat coiled in my gut like a live wire. The little bitch had teeth now. I spent the night burning every incriminating scrap I owned. Old love letters, pay stubs from blackmailed crew members, the scalpel I'd used to slit Victor's wife's throat. But some sins stick to your bones. I found Marcus at dawn, passed out in his office, an empty bottle of Jack Daniels clutched to his chest like a teddy bear. The security footage Lila had threatened me with played on loop on his laptop, grainy black and white of me slipping into Adrian's apartment, planting the coke. I killed the screen. Wake up, you drunken fuck. He groaned, blinking bloodshot eyes. She came to me last night. Lila. Offered me the footage in exchange for your head. I laughed, cold and hollow. And you said yes, didn't you? He lunged, grabbing my throat. I should have strangled you years ago. I let him squeeze, my vision spotting, until his grip faltered. You don't have the guts, I rasped, kneeing him in the groin. He collapsed, retching. I straddled him, slamming his head against the floor. You're nothing without me. A hack directing community theater rejects. I made you. He spat blood. And I'll bury you. I stood, adjusting my skirt. Try. But first. I tossed him a USB drive. Burn Lila's footage. Or I burn your daughter's college fund. And her pretty little face. His face paled. You wouldn't. I smiled. Her dorm room's on the third floor, right? Such a long fall. The theater was a graveyard at noon. I stalked the catwalks, the wooden planks creaking beneath me, and found Lila rehearsing alone on stage. She'd rewritten her monologue, my monologue, her voice sharp as broken glass. "You're early," I called, leaning over the railing. She didn't look up. "And you're desperate." I descended, my heels echoing like gunshots. "Desperate? Darling, I'm bored. You think a grainy video scares me? I've survived worse." She turned, eyes blazing. "Like when you killed your second husband. The boating accident?" Ice shot through my veins. "No one knew that." She smirked. "He kept a diary. Poetic, really." Alara's hands around my neck, her laugh like hell's choir. I backhanded her. She stumbled but laughed, blood staining her teeth. "The cops would love that diary," she hissed. I grabbed her hair, yanking her close. "Where is it?" "Safe. And if anything happens to me, it goes public." She pressed a kiss to my cheek. "Now get the fuck out of my theater." I needed leverage. Fast. Mira, the understudy, was my last pawn. I cornered her in the alley behind the theater, where she smoked clove cigarettes and cried over her dead-end life. "You look like shit," I said, lighting her cigarette with my gold lighter. She flinched. "Lila cut my lines. Says I'm distracting. She's scared of you." I traced the scar on her arm, the one I'd given her. "You've got fire. She wants to snuff it out." Mira wiped her nose. "Why should I trust you?" I pulled out my phone, playing a clip from the security cameras, Mira planting the real knife in Lila's props. "Because I own you. Now here's what you'll do." The gala performance was a who's who of vipers. Critics in tuxedos, producers with roaming hands, socialites sipping champagne like it was innocence. I wore red, the color of fresh wounds. Lila took the stage, radiant in white, her monologue a scalpel to the audience's nerves. But then Mira entered mid-scene unscripted. "You stole my life." Mira screamed, lunging at Lila. The crowd gasped. Lila froze mid-line as Mira raked her nails down her face. "She's a monster. She framed Adrian. She killed." I signaled the stagehands. The curtain dropped. Chaos erupted. Backstage, Lila clawed at her bleeding cheek. "You did this." I gripped her wrist. "I'm saving you. Again." I nodded to Mira, now sobbing in the wings. "She's unstable. A jealous mess. The press will eat it up." Lila yanked free. "I'm done with your games." I grabbed her throat, slamming her against a pillar. "You're done when I say you're done. Now get back out there and bleed for them." Marcus found me post-show, his breath reeking of fear and gin. "The cops are here. They want to question you about Victor's wife." I touched up my lipstick in his office mirror. "Tell them I'm grieving. Distraught." He blocked the door. "They found the letter opener. Your prints are on it." I froze. Fuck. Victor's wife had grabbed my wrist as she died. "I'll handle it," I said, reaching for my purse. He grabbed my arm. "No. You'll confess. Or I will." I laughed, pulling the pearl-handled revolver from my clutch. The gun, retrieved from a pawn shop 2 blocks away. "Confess? Darling, I'm a fucking actress. I shot him twice. Chest, then head." The sound was thunder. Lila burst in, screaming. I aimed the gun at her. Audiences love a tragedy. Marcus, driven to suicide by the pressure. "And you?" I cocked the hammer. His heartbroken muse. She lunged. We crashed into the mirror, glass shattering. The gun skidded away. She straddled me, hands around my throat. "I'll kill you," she screamed. I clawed her face, drawing blood. "You'll try." The door burst open. Cops flooded in, guns drawn. "She killed him." Lila sobbed, collapsing into a cop's arms. "She killed them all." I stood, glass slicing my palms, and smiled. "Officers, I'd like to call my lawyer." Chapter 6, The House of Cards. The cell reeked of piss and regret. I sat on the metal slab they called a bed, tracing cracks in the concrete wall with a chipped fingernail. This was my stage now, a 6x8 tomb with bars for a curtain. But even here, the spotlight found me. Flashbulbs had exploded in my face as they perp-walked me into the precinct, reporters screaming questions like vultures circling roadkill. "Did you kill Marcus Cole? Where's Victor Hale's gun? Are you a monster? Monster. Please. Monsters don't win Oscars." The guard, a meathead with a neck thicker than his IQ, slapped a tray of slop through the slot. "Eat up, psycho." I let the food congeal, my mind racing. 3 days in this shithole, and already the world was spinning without me. Lila's face dominated the news, playing the grieving saint. Marcus's funeral was tomorrow. Closed casket, thanks to the .38 I'd emptied into his skull. The interrogation room was ice cold, designed to break weaklings. Detective Reyes, a bulldog in a cheap suit, slapped a folder on the table. Ballistics matched the gun. Your prints are on it. We've got you for Cole's murder. Start talking, and maybe you dodge the needle. I lean back, chains clinking. You've got nothing. That gun was stolen. Ask Victor Hale's dead wife. Oh, wait. Reyes' partner, a twitchy rookie, flinched. Good. I licked my lips, savoring their frustration. Let's trade. You want the real story about Lila Voss? How she fucked Marcus, framed Adrian Knight, slit Victor's wife's throat. Reyes leaned in. Proof. I smiled. Check her apartment. Bottom drawer of her vanity. A diary. His diary. Flashback, 2 years ago. Marcus's hands trembled as he poured bourbon. She's pregnant. My wife can't know. I straddled his desk, skirt hiked. And if she finds out? He fucked me raw, guilt and lust twisting his face. Afterward, I pocketed his keys. His mistress's apartment smelled like baby powder and fear. I found the diary under her pillow. Marcus says he'll leave her. He promises. I mailed it to his wife. The next day, his mistress vanished. The lawyer they assigned me was a boy in a Brooks Brothers suit. Ethan Cole. No relation to the deceased. They're adding Victor's wife to your charges, he stammered, avoiding my gaze. I unbuttoned my shirt slow. Ethan. Look at me. He did. Weak. The DA's wife, I purred. She's a patient at Cedar Ridge Psychiatric, yes? Room 12B. What would the voters think if they knew? His pen clattered. H, how did you? I know everything. Now you'll leak Lila's address to the press. Say she's suicidal. And if you fail. I grabbed his tie, yanking him close. I'll carve your name into the next corpse. Lila visited at midnight. She wore widow's black and a smirk. They're charging you with 4 counts of murder. I pressed against the glass. And you'll win a Tony for Best Actress. Congrats. Her smile faltered. I lowered my voice. How's the baby, Lila? She froze. 6 weeks along, right? Marcus's little bastard. I grinned. The tabloids will devour that. Especially when they learn you poisoned him first. She lunged, slamming the glass. You lying bitch. Guards dragged her out, screaming. The prison yard was a gladiator pit. Inmates circled, meth heads, gangbangers, a butch named Tank with a shiv in her boot. Fresh meat, Tank growled. I lit a smuggled cigarette. You're dying. Pancreatic cancer. 6 months, tops. She froze. Your sister's a nurse at Mercy General, I said. She fudged your labs. Doesn't want you coming home. Tank's fist connected with my ribs. I laughed through blood. Kill me and the truth dies with you. Help me, and I'll make your last days legendary. That night, Tank shoved a rookie guard into my cell. He was barely legal, trembling. Please, he begged. I have a girlfriend. I unzipped his pants. Now you have a choice. Bring me a phone, or I'll tell your CO you raped me. He sobbed. I took him anyway. The phone arrived at dawn. I dialed Mira, the understudy. The show's tonight, I said. You'll play Lila's role. She'll never let me. She'll be dead. Plant the Xanax in her tea. Then take the stage. My stage. Mira hesitated. Why should I? Because I know you stabbed your father. 2018, kitchen knife. Want the cops to know too. Silence. Then, yes, Ms. Voss. The riot started at chow time. Tank set the cafeteria on fire, screaming my name. Smoke swallowed the block. Guards shouted. Inmates roared. I slipped into the chaos, the rookie's keys burning in my palm. The exit was 10 feet away. Then gunshots. Chapter 7, The Reckoning. Gunfire cracked through the prison's smoke-choked halls. Inmates howled, guards barked orders, and the world burned in shades of orange and ash. I crouched behind a flipped cafeteria table, the rookie guard's keys digging into my palm like a holy relic. 10 feet to the exit. 10 feet to godhood. Tank lay bleeding nearby, a bullet in her gut, her shiv still clutched in her meaty fist. You promised, she gurgled, blood bubbling at her lips. I crawled to her, glass and debris slicing my knees. I promised you'd die legendary, I hissed, yanking the shiv from her hand. Not happy. I plunged it into her throat. Her eyes glazed. One less liability. A guard stumbled through the smoke, Reyes, the detective. His pistol swept the room. Ilara Voss. Show yourself, you fucking psycho. I slithered behind him, the shiv pressed to his jugular. Looking for me, darling? He froze. You're dead. You hear me? Dead. I licked his ear. But what a way to go. I dragged him backward into a supply closet, kicking the door shut. The walls vibrated with chaos. You'll never get out, he spat. I shoved him against shelves, chemicals rattling. You'll take me. In your squad car. Now. He laughed, raw and broken. Or what? You'll kill me? I unzipped his pants. No. I'll ruin you. My hand closed around him, squeezing until he gasped. Imagine the headlines, Detective Reyes aided killers escape. Your wife, your kids, they'll spit on your grave. He shuddered, hating himself as his body betrayed him. Fuck you. I sank to my knees. Exactly. The squad car peeled out, sirens screaming. Reyes drove, jaw clenched, his knuckles white on the wheel. I lounged in the back, his handcuffs dangling from one wrist like jewelry. Where to? He growled. The theater. It's opening night. He glared via the rearview. You're insane. I leaned forward, my breath fogging the mirror. And you're hard. Again. He swerved, nearly sideswiping a semi. The theater loomed, a cathedral of lies. Paparazzi mobbed the entrance, but Reyes flashed his badge, carving a path. Inside, the air buzzed with pre-show hysteria. Actors pacing, crew muttering, Lila holding court in her dressing room, radiant in a blood-red gown. Mira, the understudy, spotted me first. She dropped her coffee, shattering the mug. H. How? I grabbed her arm, nails drawing blood. Is it done? Did you dose her? She nodded, trembling. But she's still here. The Xanax didn't. I slapped her. Fix it. Lila's dressing room smelled like gardenias and betrayal. She stood at the mirror, adjusting her diamond choker, Marcus's diamond, stolen from his corpse. You look like shit, she said, not turning. I locked the door. And you look pregnant. How far along now? 8 weeks. 10. She froze. I circled her, a shark in Armani. Imagine the reviews. Lila Voss's triumphant return as a baby-killing whore. She spun, clawing at my face. You bitch. I'll end you. I caught her wrist, twisting until she cried out. You've tried. Now sit. I shoved her into the makeup chair, pulling a syringe from my clutch. This'll make the pain go away. She thrashed. No. Mira. Help. I jammed the needle into her thigh. Myra's mine. Just like everyone else. Her eyes fluttered. Why? I kissed her forehead. Because the show must go on. The curtain rose. The audience held its breath. Mira took the stage, Lila's understudy, her voice trembling. But then spotlights swung to the rafters. There I stood, bathed in light, Lila's blood-red gown clinging to my body like a second skin. The crowd gasped. You stole my life. I screamed, the line Mira should have delivered. You took everything. Mira froze, confused. The script burned in my hands. I leapt onto the chandelier, swinging over the audience, their screams a symphony. Look at her. I pointed to Mira. She's the monster. She killed them all. Mira backed away. And no, it was her. Ilara Voss. The crowd murmured, phones recording, live streaming, worshipping. I landed on stage, grabbing Myra's hair. Confess. She sobbed. I did it. I killed them. The audience erupted. Standing ovation. Backstage, Reyes waited, gun drawn. It's over. I laughed, stripping off the gown naked beneath. It's art. And you're part of it now. He aimed at my chest. I should have killed you in that closet. I stepped closer, the barrel between my breasts. But you didn't. Because you're weak. Because you want me. His hand shook. I pressed my lips to the gun. Do it. Fame me. A shot rang out. Chapter 8, The Puppet Strings. The bullet tore through my shoulder, not my heart. Amateur. I collapsed onto the stage, blood pooling beneath me, the audience's screams harmonizing with the ringing in my ears. Reyes stood frozen, the gun smoking in his hand, his face a mask of horror and arousal. The sick fuck. Mira lunged for the curtain cord, but I grabbed her ankle, yanking her down. Finish the show, I hissed, blood frothing on my lips. She kicked free, scrambling backward. You're insane. The crowd roared, phones flashing, live streaming my resurrection. I rose, swaying, the wound a crimson brooch on my gown. Ladies and gentlemen, I bellowed, spreading my arms. You want a killer? Here she is. I pointed to Mira. Security swarmed the stage. Reyes shouted orders, but the chaos was a symphony I conducted. I stumbled into the wings, clutching my shoulder, the world tilting. Lila's dressing room was empty, save for the stench of her gardenia perfume and a half-empty syringe. I rifled through her drawers, finding the diary, Marcus's diary, and a pregnancy test. Positive. Looking for this? Lila stood in the doorway, a revolver in her hand, Victor's pearl-handled relic. Her other hand rested on her flat stomach. You should have aimed for the uterus. I laughed, blood spattering the mirror. You think a brat will save you? Marcus's bastard. She fired. The bullet grazed my thigh. No, but it'll bury you. Flashback, 5 years ago. Marcus's mistress sobbed in the alley, her belly swollen. Please. I'll disappear. Just let me keep the baby. I lit a cigarette, the flame trembling. You'll keep nothing. The doctor-eyed paid loomed behind her, a needle glinting. She screamed. I watched. The theater's catwalks swayed above me, chains clinking like ghostly applause. I climbed, my blood painting the iron rungs. Below, cops swarmed, Reyes shouting into his radio. Lila followed, the gun steady. You took everything from me. I paused, dizzy. I made you. You broke me. She fired again. The bullet punched through the wood by my hand. I lunged, tackling her onto the narrow platform. We grappled, the gun skidding into the shadows. She clawed my wound, I bit her cheek, tasting fame and blood. You're just like me, I snarled. I'm worse, she gasped, kneeing me in the gut. We rolled, teetering over the edge. 50 feet below, the stage yawned like an open grave. Myra's voice echoed through the theater, magnified by the mic she'd stolen. Ilara Voss killed them all, she screamed to the cameras. She made me help her. The crowd surged forward, a rabid beast. Reyes fought through them, his badge glinting. I straddled Lila, my hands around her throat. You lose. Even dead, I'll be a legend. She spat in my face. You'll be a joke. A gun cocked. Reyes stood on the adjacent catwalk, aiming at my head. Let her go. I laughed, dragging Lila up as a shield. Shoot through her, detective. You know you want to. Lila's eyes widened. You promised me protection. Reyes' hand trembled. I can't. I kissed Lila's ear. He's mine. They all are. The shot came from below. Mira, clutching Victor's revolver, smoke curling from the barrel. The bullet ripped through my side. I fell back, clutching the catwalk chains. Lila scrambled away, sobbing. Mira aimed again. This is for Adrian. Reyes tackled her, the second shot shattering a spotlight. Glass rained down. I crawled, blood slicking the iron, toward the rafters. My rafters. The roof door creaked open, the city's skyline a jagged crown. I stumbled to the edge, the wind clawing my hair. Sirens wailed below. Lila emerged, Victor's gun reloaded. Jump. It's quicker. I turned, swaying. You'll never be me. She smiled. I don't want to be. The bullet hit my chest. I fell. Chapter 9, The Final Bow. I didn't die when I hit the ground. The marquee broke my fall, a neon crown of shattered bulbs and splintered steel. Glass shredded my back, my lungs filling with blood and gasoline fumes. The theater's facade burned behind me, flames licking the night sky, devouring my name in electric lights, Ilara Voss End Eclipse. Lila stood above me, Victor's revolver smoking in her hand, her white gown stained with my blood and her own. The crowd had fled, leaving behind a graveyard of popcorn boxes and dropped phones, still recording. You missed my heart again, I rasped, laughing through bubbles of crimson. She crouched, pressing the barrel to my forehead. I saved it for last. The gun clicked. Empty. I spat blood in her face. Amateur. The fire spread, curtains melting, chandeliers crashing. I crawled toward the stage, each movement agony. My blood painted a trail, a macabre red carpet. Mira stood in the wreckage, clutching a fire extinguisher like a scepter. It's over. The cops are coming. Just die. I grabbed her ankle, yanking her down. You don't get to kill me. I do. She screamed, beating my face with the extinguisher. I bit her wrist, tasting bone. She dropped it, scrambling backward. You're a monster. I grinned, teeth red. And you're forgettable. The stage was a funeral pyre. Flakes of ash fell like snow. I dragged myself into the spotlight, the heat blistering my skin. My spotlight. Always mine. Lila followed, limping, her pregnancy test clutched in her hand like a talisman. They'll name the baby after Marcus. A legacy you'll never have. I laughed, choking on blood. You think motherhood will make you immortal? You'll rot in diapers and mommy blogs. She kicked my ribs. Fuck you. I grabbed her leg, pulling her down. We rolled through embers, burning, biting, alive. Flashback, 10 years ago. My first Tony Award. I held the statue aloft, the crowd's applause a drug. Backstage, my understudy wept. You stole my life, she hissed. I smashed the Tony across her skull. No, darling. I improved it. The cops ruled it an accident. Falling set piece. Lila's nails raked my eyes. I'll tell them everything. The murders, the blackmail. I headbutt her, our skulls cracking. And who'll believe a nobody? Who fucked her way to the top? She screamed, clawing at my face. I'll kill you. I shoved her into the fire. She fell, screaming, her gown igniting. Mira reappeared, the fire extinguisher raised. Stop! I crawled toward her. Finish me, and you're just like me. She hesitated. I lunged, sinking my teeth into her thigh. She screamed, bludgeoning my spine. The guillotine prop stood intact, its blade gleaming. I'd insisted on realism, sharpened steel. The ultimate finale. I dragged myself onto the platform, the ropes rough in my hands. Below, Lila writhed a human torch. Mira sobbed, clutching her leg. Reyes burst through the flames, gun drawn. Boss! Don't! I smiled, looping the noose around my neck. This is art. Flashback, last week. I'd bribed the stagehand to rig the guillotine. A failsafe. If I fell, the world would remember my curtain call. The blade quivered. I locked eyes with Reyes. Pull it! He shook his head. I won't. I spat blood at his feet. Coward. Mira limped forward, her face a mask of hate. I'll do it. She yanked the rope. The blade fell. My head tumbled into the orchestra pit. My body spasmed, then still. The fire swallowed the stage. Epilogue. 1 year later. They rebuilt the theater. Bronze statues of Lila and Mira flank the entrance, their faces frozen in heroic grief. Reyes retired, his name cleared, his nightmares filled with my laugh. My skull sold at auction for $10 million. A collector's item. Tonight, Lila accepts her Tony. She thanks Marcus, God, her miracle baby. But when the cameras cut, she locks herself in her dressing room, clutching my severed head. You win, she whispers. The eyes glass now stare back. Always.